Thousands flocked to downtown Nashville Saturday morning for March for Our Lives, and it was students who led the pack. They spearheaded almost every aspect from logistics to publicity to the speaker lineup. WPLN's Sarah Ernst reports.
Marchers of all ages carried colorful signs down Union Street and chanted for an hour straight. The opening speaker was organizer Abby Braffman. She's a freshman at Vanderbilt who graduated from Stoneman Douglas High School, where the high-profile shooting on Valentine's Day took place.
Students who organize marches and walkouts in their own schools will leave with the knowledge that they have a voice and that they have power and they have an audience.
Braffman didn't intend to plan a march of this size. She created a Facebook event after the shooting, and when she woke up the next morning, it had gone viral. Braffman recruited other Vanderbilt students to organize the Nashville March, joining her high school classmates as part of a national wave of student activism. One of the marchers was Jenny Richards. She works at the front desk of an elementary school, and she says she's impressed by the student organizers.
Young people and students and teenagers know how to organize. They know how to use social media. They know how to use apps that we've never heard of. You know what? If they're going to lead the way, I'm going to follow them.
The Nashville March had a list of three demands: uniform background checks, funding for gun violence research, and a minimum age of 21 to purchase semi-automatic weapons. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Sarah Ernst.